This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, this is Lock and Load, and I am speaking with the head of InvestUSA.org. His name is Michael Letts, very tied into so many things out there. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Bill. It's always a privilege to be on your show, and I want to let you know, in case nobody else does, you are making a difference, not just in your show, but in America. We thank you for it.
Well, I thank you. Let's talk. I mean, you paid a lot of attention to, you have a background in law enforcement. So there's a few things that you're sort of sensitive to as you see it popping up here and there throughout the United States, because InvestUSA goes all over the place as well. So you know law enforcement all over the place.
We do. We have a background with some of our intelligence agencies and with special ops. So we have a very varied background, and boy, I'll tell you what, all those three areas are hopping today, as is the presidency. So much to talk about where our future lies.
Well, tell me about it. What's going on? I mean, immigration. Well, I took a poll the other day and asked what my big thing was, and I was like, illegal immigration. That's my big thing. And I suspect
everybody feels the same way you do. And why is it? Well, a few years back, nobody really knew about the issue. We had some people coming across the border. Then we begin to realize how many people we have coming across the border. 20,000 a day. Then we begin to realize these are not 20,000 families with small children. These are 20,000 terrorist criminals that have been let out of prisons all across the world. Military-age personnel. We begin to see as a country, whoa, this is a very serious, this is an invasion on our borders. And then as that began to happen, begin to say, well, what are the consequences? Well, that's what we're finding out today, is almost every major crime and occurrence that is happening criminally wise across the country, you begin to find out it's illegal immigrants. We have officers in New York being assaulted, police officers being assaulted by gangs of illegal immigrants who are apprehended, taken. We have liberal prosecutors. This is another big issue. We talk about this, and there's so much to talk about.
Yeah.
Alan Bragg, on this particular note, of course, everybody knows who he is.
Yeah.
He's the one that was so proud about going after the president for a charge that was frivolous, but yet on real charges where you have evidence, video evidence. And not video evidence, but evidence with the video. You can see the faces. So there's no question who did the assaulting. Go into the judge and say, well, we're not sure that we have enough evidence yet. We're not going to request any bail. So they let him go. What do they do when they walk out? They give the camera the finger. Love you, America. Give us the finger and walk out. Go down to the bus station. Pull out false passports and IDs. Buy tickets. And head out to California. Now, the great thing about them going on the bus is, it's not like a plane. You can just get off the plane midair and decide you're going to go to some other place. Bus, they still make stops the whole route. You can get off any point in time. You're not required to go all the way to California. So they did that. Now, fortunately, we have apprehended a lot of them. Because why? Because they committed crimes to the places they got off on. So we'll be shipping them back to New York. But this happens, and this was assaulting police officers. We're seeing that they're making assaults on churches, Lakewood Church, and that's Joel Osteen Church.
Right.
That was a transgender, by the way, man become one who's illegal from El Salvador, as I recall.
Right.
So, I mean, what we're beginning to see across the country is all these people that we've let in, Bill, are now paying us back. Not in a kind way, but they're paying us back because they want to make sure that they're doing what they came for, and not to destroy the American way of life.
This is, I would, I haven't even thought about that. I didn't even make that correlation with Moreno at Lakeland in Houston. I did not make that correlation with them, with her, him. I don't even know what that is.
I call it an idiot.
Okay.
No, I call it an idiot.
I had not figured that part out, the whole it thing. So, I guess my next question becomes, do you think we could invoke a little Eisenhower anytime soon?
I think we're already planning that. In fact, if you'll notice, that the next big brouhaha that the media is pulling together, they're now saying that it appears that Trump's going to be the nominee. Of course, we all knew that. And that he is plotting behind the scenes to engage military action to deal with the illegal immigrant situation. Here's what I find ironic. He's not been doing that behind the scenes. You've been public and vocal about it.
Right.
There is no question that, in the discussions I have had with Mr. Trump, President Trump, that the only way to deal with this issue is we have to engage military personnel. You say, why is that? You realize how many illegal immigrants we have in this country? We have no idea who they are. They've never been vetted. We don't know if they're terrorists. We don't know if they're criminals. We don't know if there are drug dealers, if they're human sex traffickers. We have no idea. So in order to be able to round them all up, we're talking about 10 to 20 million is what we're talking about. To gather that kind of size, you'd overwhelm any law enforcement division anywhere in the country. You're going to have to engage military personnel to assist. And it has to be done. Because as long as you have these personnel in our country, not having any idea, and I'm not saying that they're all terrorists, that they're all criminals, but not knowing which ones are, which ones are not, you have no idea how to protect the American people.
Right.
And you remember the Constitution says that the first line, the first goal of the federal government is to provide for the common defense. So there is no alternative, but we're going to have to engage military action. We're going to have to round up, for lack of a better word. Doesn't mean we're going to do something bad. It means we're going to vet them. We need to know who is here for nefarious reasons, who is seeking a better life, et cetera. And I can tell you this, those that are here for nefarious reasons better be fearful, because we're going to put them in cuffs and lock them up, make sure that they're not a threat to our society, ship them back to where they came from. They can be a threat to their own people, not ours.
Right.
So that is coming, Bill, without question. And it has to come. But here's what's so frustrating is the current administration that we have now, rather than do its constitutional duty, which is to provide for the common defense, protect the American people, what do they want to do? Texas said, well, you're not going to do it. We'll do it for you. So what's the federal Biden administration's immediate response? We're going to sue you. We're going to cut the wire. We're going to make sure we use our personnel to go across the river and hand carry and walk them across so they don't slip and fall and get wet. That's the kind of administration we're dealing with. I think the American people are absolutely disgusted. And even further, now you've got my high horse, Bill. Even further on this, if you have the Senate that comes, now remember the American people are saying, rightly so, you're spending billions, not millions, billions of dollars, of our dollars, okay?
Right.
On foreign aid. Yet to secure their borders, which you won't touch ours. We've had enough. It's not your money. It's our money.
Right.
Keep it here. Do what needs to be done to help America first. Then we'll talk about what role we need to be around the world. What does the Senate do? Nope. We're going to shove through. And you get 20-some-odd Republicans to agree. We're going to shove through foreign aid to Ukraine and to Israel. And others. Hey, I love Israel. Ukraine's another matter, but I love Israel.
Right.
But regardless of what you feel like, any of those countries,
I tell you what,
that's our money, not theirs.
Let me get you to hold on the rant there right quick. We're coming up on the first break, talking to Michael Letts from InvestUSA.org. Go check out the website. He's given over 12,000 protective vests to law enforcement and their canine chums. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
5 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need. We didn't invent concealment. We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. One of the hallmarks of any good radio show is when it organically goes off the rails and your guest just absolutely starts slinging the stuff out there, Joined again by Michael Leth from investusa.org. We were just talking about the whole thing with the money going this way and that way and where it should be going. I had to hold you up. So if you would, please, if you wish to continue to rant, please rant on.
We will definitely do that, Bill. No question. So, you know, you have Congress, and I, again, what I was saying, where I think the American people are so frustrated, we expect this out of the Democrats. Because let me throw up the Democrats a little bone. They used to be, at one point in time, have some integrity. And we maybe differed on viewpoints, but at least they believed in the American people. They have been taken over by a bunch of crazy kooks who now determine that they have no common sense, no values, no principles, no morals, and who have made it the demise of America as their number one objective. But we expect that out of the Democrats. What we don't expect is our Republican cohorts to join them. And that is what we're seeing happening now across this country. We are seeing that they are utilizing the justice system to weaponize and politicize it. And it's not just happening in D.C. anymore. We're finding it all across the country, even on local levels. This has got to stop, Bill. And we have to go back to having principles and values that are founded in our Constitution and uphold the law of justice, equal justice for all. And so we're beginning to see that that is just not the case. America is frustrated. I feel it all across the country. Initially, we were taking out on we got to change the administration to a Democratic, but now we've got to change some Republicans as well.
Yeah,
it is just time that we start calling things like they are. Don't let people get away with a bunch of BS that they always say. They tell you one thing and do something different. Now it's time that people start holding people accountable for their actions. And, of course, now you talk about accountability, we're going to the next issue. We've got a president that the majority of Americans realize, first of all, he got favorable treatment when it came to a special counsel.
Yeah, he sure did, yeah.
Him having classified documents. You notice, Mr. Trump, they wouldn't even listen to his side. He's automatically indicted. Boom, you're guilty. You know, we're taking you down. The president, resident Biden, they gave him every consideration they could find. But even that having been said, he still got boxed into a corner. We're talking about, first of all, a number of different issues. He should have never had access to that classified information outside of a SCIF anyway. All these things we're talking about is when he was a senator or vice president. The only one that has the authority to take documents with him. And here's the reason why that's given, folks. When you're the president of the United States, trust me, you're busy.
Right.
And that means if you're, whenever you can get a minute here or there, you're going from one meeting to the next, you're being escorted in a vehicle. You want to grab whatever you can and take that time to get briefed as quickly as possible. That's why he has the authority. Nobody else does. So they overlooked the fact that, first of all, the president had documents that somehow he had to talk about Biden, somehow he had illegally gotten as a senator or vice president. Then they wanted to say, well, he wasn't capable, but however, we have recordings of him handing them to his ghostwriter. He says, oh, by the way, these are classified stuff. You've got to be careful how you handle it. So there's a paradox there. He didn't know, but he did know. I mean, I don't know how you correlate those two. But then they come out of the standpoint where now, well, even if he knew then, he is too far gone now, so we can't indict him. Never heard in a court of law, Bill, how you can use, I don't know what I'm doing, unless you can prove that. If you prove it, they don't convict you. They just seem to be a little padded cell for the rest of your life.
Right.
But in this particular incident, you know, I don't know what I'm doing, but I still should have the right to have my hands on the nuclear codes. I think the American people are just mind-boggled that kind of stupidity would exist. But we're allowing it to happen. And they realize the only reason that it's allowed to be happening is because we have a two-tier justice system. We're doing everything we can to make sure that we take care of resident Biden. But if we don't like you, we're going to bury you before you have a chance to even be heard. And I think the Americans just absolutely disgusted with that. I think they want change. But I think the biggest issue that I see in this discussion, Bill, is we've got a lot of Americans wondering, where do I turn to? I thought it was just a simple Democrat versus Republican. It's not anymore.
Right.
I think that's a positive in one sense, Bill, because I have always said you can't listen to what people say. Watch what they do. And unfortunately, in the past, we have become lackadaisical as a society. I don't have time to figure out what your position is. If everybody else says you're a good guy or you look good on TV, that's good enough for me. You can't have liberty and freedom without it costing something. And what it costs is your time and effort to be a part of this country, to understand what you're voting on, to understand the people who are supposed to represent you, and to uphold values and principles. You got to be worried about where you live, not just about the money that you make to be able to pay your bills.
Just makes, you know, do you ever have any occasion to talk to Mitch McConnell by any chance? And if you did, would he know you were talking to him?
Who's either Biden?
No, Mitch McConnell.
You know, I've talked to him on quite a few occasions.
Right.
And to be honest with you, it depends on the day. He is no different than President Biden.
Isn't he sort of the driving force behind this money they want to send to, on the Republican side, he's the driving force on this money they want to send to Ukraine?
He is, but here's the sad part about it. I'm not so sure you say he's the driving force. He is the tool they're using as a driving force for Republicans.
Okay.
But I'm not so sure that he is the brains behind the driving force. And you see, there are other people come to play here. His wife is very strongly connected with the Chinese government. China has owned the Biden administration. The Biden administration has made plenty of money off the Ukraine situation. We know that for a fact. We're not throwing out accusations. All the evidence and all the checks are there. So when you begin to see, it all comes back to people wanting to make sure they keep their pockets lined and make sure they keep, stay in power to keep the money flowing. And they use people. Sometimes they don't even realize they're being used because they're have a little been around a little too long mentally.
Right.
And are having some difficulty. And that's the sad part about it. But what's even sadder is we, the people, allow it to continue to happen. It's time that we start holding people accountable.
You opened a very good, interesting point. I want to ask you about this. We're coming up on the next break. Michael is a writer at American Thinker. You can find his byline there. Most of the time, he's in the right column. Also, he runs investusa.org. He, his wife, they get out there and they give protective vests of a type that a police officer can wear all day, every day, 24 hours a day, and yet they can do their work, they can fight, their dogs, they've got vests for the dogs as well, and it keeps them safe. It's a protective vest. That kind of a protective vest is a very, very hard to find item, and he gives them away. He's given well over 12,000 of them away so far at investusa.org. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA News Update. Donald Trump disclosed a roster of possible vice presidential candidates during a Fox News town hall in South Carolina on Tuesday. He acknowledged considering South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem for the vice presidency. Also, entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, Florida Representative Byron Donalds, and former Hawaii Representative Tulsi Gabbard. Boeing has announced a leadership change for its 737 MAX program. On Wednesday, the company revealed that Ed Clark is departing from Boeing after almost 20 years. The move comes in the wake of increased scrutiny of the 737-9 MAX jets following an incident last month where a door plug fell off an Alaska Airlines flight. Keep an eye out for kayakers in the desert. In Death Valley, rangers are permitting kayaking on Lake Manly. It's a body of water revived after 10,000 years due to 2 years of heavy rainfall. John Schaefer, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Lock and Load, talking to Michael Letts from InvestUSA.org. Now, you were talking about lining their pockets.
Yes.
What? How is it that these guys go in? Like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I know she went in as an ex-bartender. I'm almost certain whenever it is she comes out of Congress, she's going to come out as a millionaire. How is it that they accumulate enough money to still be a millionaire after that when they're making $180,000 a year?
Oh, it's very simple. Here's how it works. I mean, it would be spending as much time as I have up there. The day you're elected, when your first day of convening at Congress, once they swear you in, the first meeting you have, either Republicans or Democrats, you know, they break away in caucus, is they bring in speakers to tell you now what to expect. You know, this is your first day as a congressman or congresswoman. What are you looking at? First thing they tell you is you understand politics is expensive and you have to worry about getting reelected. So you need to start fundraising immediately. You've only been here for a couple hours, but you need to start fundraising immediately. Okay. Well, what does that mean? If they bait you with that, and if you're stupid enough to ask them afterwards, what do you mean by that? They'll give you a quick solution. There are industries, military industry, one I can just, the pharmaceutical industry, et cetera, that are very much interested in keeping you in Congress and will help you raise millions that you need to understand that it's not just raising millions for your campaign, but they'd be happy to have you come give a little speech about how you pour drinks at a bar in your former life or, you know, or you real estate, whatever it is you're doing. They'd be glad to have you come to one of their conferences and speak. course, they're not going to give you a dollar. They'll give you $200,000 for that speech.
Oh.
We can give it to anybody else, but they'll be glad to pay you for that speech.
And that's legal.
So what you quickly, and that's legal.
Okay.
So what they quickly learn is this. I can enjoy the life of a congressman. I cannot worry about how I'm going to pay for my next election because I've got these lobbyist industries that are willing to do all that for me. And I can make some money on the side to stash away so that when I retire, I've got a large personal account. Besides, you remember, I only have to serve a couple terms and then I'm vested. So I get a retirement, a very large retirement for life. So this is really good for me. What do I have to do in return? Whatever they tell me. I need you to vote yay. I need you to vote nay. And remember now, don't ever cross them. Because if you cross them, they shut down your cash. They put somebody else against you. They fund that other person, and you're gone. And they make sure you understand that very clearly. And that's what we have in Congress today.
I've often wondered how that works out. Now, is now, for example, how long do you have to stay in Congress to get a pension?
One term as a senator, two terms as a House member.
So 4 years for a congressman.
That's correct.
And you're fully vested then. And what kind
for life.
Of what kind of a pension are you getting at that point?
So you make roughly, I think the salary is now up to about 150 to 170 thousand. You get 80% of that. Exactly that. You're making over $100,000 a year in your pension. Plus, remember they keep adding on. They do this that nobody knows about. They put this in the fine print on all these bills they pass.
Right.
You have insurance for life, medical insurance for life. You have, you know, and they just go on and on the benefits, the fringe benefits. You get to have access to this, you know, transportation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They make it so that it is probably the best life that you can have outside to be a billionaire like Donald Trump.
Well, I guess the other thing is like with Trey Gowdy. Now, Trey Gowdy's got a TV gig. So does, what was his buddy's name that was, they both left Congress at about the same time. I can't remember. But they both are on Fox News now. And I guess they're considered experts or something. And they, does Trey Gowdy have a show of his own or?
He is a guest. He did have a show. I don't think it worked too well. So basically, he is a guest appearances or guest pro. But, you know, they have him on at least maybe once, twice a week, you know, for the evening show.
And he's, they pay him to be a guest?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. See, and this is how it works. This is how they get you so much money. You either get gigs like that or these industries that, remember, that pay you, especially if you were there for a while, that paid you so much and helped you got reelected every time. You go to work for them and they put you on their board. Because remember, you still have great influence when you leave because all these staff members you help bring on board. So they pay you $1 million a year as a board member on some of these industries after you leave Congress. It is a extremely lucrative position to be. The funny part about it, the sad part about it, Bill, is when this country was started, you served for almost 100 years in Congress without pay. It was truly public service. So in the initial part of Congress, you didn't really want to be a congressman, okay? Your neighbors begged you to do it. You agreed that, you know, if we're going to make this country a better place for my kids and your kids, I'll go up and serve, but I ain't serving any longer than I have to, you know? One term, two terms, three terms. Then they begin to, this has happened, you know, this is all historical, all documented. Then they began to see that they had lobbyists, the railways at the time, because you remember building those rail systems all the way across the country. They began to pay you. Now, they didn't make it illegal back then. You got a salary on the side. They found a way to get around, I'm serving it because serving because it's public service. And once that started, Katie hold the bar. It's gone from there, just expanded and blown. And now, you see what we get.
Right.
Nobody cares about the country. They care about what I get out of it. What's my bottom line? What's what I get out of it in my pocket?
Yeah.
Sad. Which gets us back to what we were talking about initially. Where are we at in this country now?
Yeah.
This is how bad it's gotten. We have a man who's the resident who on the one hand says I can't be held liable for anything that I did, but on the other hand, because of my mental state, but on the other hand, I need to continue to be entrusted for 4 more years with the nuclear codes. I see nothing wrong with it. They take their power and they say, okay, I'm going to appoint the attorney general. He answers to me. Now, by you answering me, make sure that your department does what I tell you to do. I don't care about you doing justice for the country. You go after my political opponents. You go after the people I don't like. You protect me. I mean, that's worse than communism. At least in communism, you understand what you're getting. You don't get blindsided. But this kind of behavior, you get blindsided. You think everything's good until they knock on the door and with a warrant from a federal agency and have come up with a Trump charge. And then you say, well, yeah, but you go to the justices. How many of our judges now really uphold the law? It's scary. And even if you are able to make it to the end and get everything taken care of, they bankrupted you because they don't pay you back for all the legal bills that you have to cover to provide for your defense. System has become very sad, never the way our founding fathers intended it, which is why this election is so important. They are fighting so hard because they know that we have a candidate, Donald Trump, whether you like him or not, it's irrelevant. He has taken a position that he's going to bring down the corruption and drain the swamp. And they are scared to death of that, which is why when we're talking about what's going on in the nation today, they realize now that Biden has boxed himself in the corner, but you don't see them invoking the 25th Amendment this afternoon.
Yeah.
Because the powers to be want to keep him there until the primary session is over, which is the end of May.
Okay.
The middle of the day.
Hang on right there, if you will. We're coming up on the next break. I'm glad you wheeled in there. I couldn't have done that better myself. Michael Letts is the head of InvestUSA.org. He's given well over 12,000 protective vests to law enforcement, their canine chums, level 3 soft body armor that they work in all day, every day. This is one of those things that, you know, it is very hard to quantify what that means when you're out there by yourself. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
This is Lock and Load, talking to Michael Letts from InvestUSA.org. And we were talking about, do you think Kamala Harris was put in place so that they would not ditch Biden in between in between elections? Is that why she was put in place?
Well, you have two scenarios, and this is what they're struggling with right now. You have to keep Biden in place till the end of the primary. Let's just say that they vote the 25th this afternoon.
Right.
And he's removed tomorrow. We are too early in the primary system. So they can, you, Bill, can say, I want to put my name on the ballot. Mm. They can't stop you from doing that because the primary session season is open. They don't want that. They want to control who's on the ballot. So they've got to keep Joe in till primary closes, which is the middle of the end of May for Democrats. Once he has the nomination secured, which at this stage, he has no competition because you remember they're keeping everybody else off the ballot. Then when they go to their convention in August, the superdelegates can either affirm his nomination or remove him and put somebody else in. They have that power, the superdelegates do. Their intent all along is they're not going to keep Joe in November. But they want to appoint somebody in August. People say, well, they're going to appoint Harris. She's got more problems than Joe does.
Right.
So that's why their other option is if you do the 25th Amendment today and he's removed tomorrow, well, then the line of succession goes into play. And she does become president. Now, would they still nominate her in August? Probably not. But she would be president for, what, 3 or 4 months? Something along those lines. And they're considering that. Does that give her kind of, this is what we're offering you. This is your little parachute, gold parachute. You'd be president for 3 or 4 months, and then it's over. Or do we keep Joe in through May and then try to just kind of fumble our way through June and July, have the primary in August, the DNC, the convention in August, and appoint a new shiny penny that nobody knows, that there's not enough time for anybody to find out about, and give us a better chance at winning back power in November.
Right.
That's what they're attempting to do right now, and they're torn. I mean, it's kind of funny to watch them, Bill, because they don't know which direction to head. You know, invoke the 25th, which you have Republicans saying, but nobody is actually doing. You have them talking about it, and their goal is let's talk about it long enough where we can get him through the primary through May. Then we'll talk to some seriously about whether he stays through August or whether we remove him and do something different. Or do we go ahead and remove him now? Give Kamala a couple months so that she can put that on her resume. She was the president, and then still put a new shiny penny in August for the November election. The problem is, from that standpoint, you know, Kamala has such a negative ratings.
Yeah.
They're concerned if they invoke the 25th today, put her in as president tomorrow, well, so many revolts against that, it'll cost them November anyway. And that's what they're trying to balance and trying to figure out with poll groups and all this kind of stuff right now. And quite frankly, the results coming back don't look too good.
Well, I mean, let me ask you this. So my thought has always been that in order to get in place for certain primaries, that you have to, the deadline has probably already happened. So they're not going to be
able to. It's already come and gone.
Yeah. So,
but
so they would do
if
something.
You remove that person.
Yeah.
It's open. See, that's the key. If Joe gets the 25th, so he can no longer be the president, then he's removed from the primary ballots. Now you don't have anybody on there. So now they can open it back up.
What do you think about the there are a lot of people that are talking out there like Michelle Obama's just dying to get in on this. And everybody but her seems to be saying that. Now, I've seen Gavin Newsom out there. He's been trying to play the game a little bit.
He's excited as he can be. In fact, it's so funny. Just giving you a little side note on that. He appoints a parole board. Every governor of California does it.
Right.
He has always done what he said to do. Let people out as quick as you can. Put them back on the street. We had a parolee come up who had killed a police chaplain and shot the other officer. And came up for parole, and they did what they normally do. Sure, put it back on the street. And Gavin last week said, no. I'm going to override. We're going to be tough on crime. We're going to keep him in jail. First time he's ever done that. Why do you think he's done that? Because he sees the report from the special counsel. He's hoping, there may be a vacancy coming up. Let me make sure that I can appeal to a broader sense of the American public and see if I can put my name in the hat.
Right.
It's interesting. It's funny how they all gravitate to trying to get that position open. But you see back at what you were talking about, if we take him out, talking about the president, if he goes out on the 25th now, there's nobody on the primary ballot, so they have to open it back up. If he can seal the nomination, he gets the nomination, which he will as the sitting president, then they can appoint a different person with the superdelegates in August by simply saying, it's been determined he's no longer fit to serve.
Right.
They still control. The people control. They control. And that's what they want to do.
I've always thought that as far as Biden being the sitting president, there's a lot of people that are talking about, will Obama pull the plug? I've always thought that Biden thought he was smarter than Obama, because I've seen some of those outtakes. I've seen some of those outtakes where he's like giving him advice, you know, don't mess this up, kid. This is a big deal, that kind of stuff. Does Obama have that much? I mean, would Biden listen to somebody saying, no, you're not the president. You don't need to be the president. You're not handling this. You're about to lose it all for us. Would he listen to
that? No, he would not. I mean, I know him. I know Michelle. I met Michelle before. Talked with her. I can tell you this. She does not want to be in politics.
Right.
She hates it with a passion. Okay. But they're trying to convince her. Why are they trying to convince her? Because Barack loves it. Okay. And he has, he said publicly before this last election, his ideal retirement would be to continue to dictate how the presidency was run, but not have to actually be the president himself.
Right.
He got that under Joe Biden. But to answer your question, here's how they handle Joe, very simple, because Joe will not agree to step down. They will say that it is time, and they will tell his doctor, his house, his physician, why you're doing, because you know they have to have annual physicals.
Right.
Why you're doing the physical, do a cognitive test. And Joe wouldn't even know that a cognitive test is being done. And then guess what information gets released? Then they will say, it's not your choice. Your physician says you're incapable of serving. Done deal. It's over.
And Jill would allow that to happen, you think?
No, she wouldn't want it to, but then the party, she will not be able to, but the insiders on the party will make that decision.
Gotcha. All right. This is a rather unique time in our history, isn't it? I mean, we've never had this sort of thing lining up. I don't know of a senile president before, so maybe I've just been asleep. I don't know.
Well, there could have been something years ago that we were unaware of, but this is the first time the American people understand how much is at stake.
Right.
It's not just a senile president. It's one that has access to the nuclear codes.
Yeah.
And not just the nuclear codes, but access to our economy. Everything that he touches is falling apart. And I think the American people realize that now.
I just saw something where the actual inflation price, prices are up 21%, something like that.
But according to him, they're not. They're down. Everybody should be dancing in the streets. This is the best economy this country's ever had.
Well, I think, that right there in and of itself.
This shows you how out of touch he is.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. But I mean, when I see some of the stuff that he's doing and I see some of the things he's going through and everything, I almost think that Jill Biden should be arrested for elderly abuse.
I don't think anybody would argue that, Jacob.
Likely the entirety of the Democratic Party should be. Jamie Harrison, all those guys. They should all.
I agree, because they know what they're doing. I mean, and that's what we talked about when we first started on your show this afternoon. It's a shame that, and it's not just Democrats, but it's especially coming out with them, that we have people in leadership who only care about themselves, their greed, and their money, and not the American people that are suffering for.
Right. Yep. Invest USA. This is where Mr. Letts does his work. This is the 501c. They're out there, and he gets around. I mean, he has very close contacts with this. I mean, while he's doing this stuff on the side, he's also out there sort of in the background helping out with a few opinions here and there, helping out with a little bit of discovery. So that's the value of listening to some of the things he brings to you. InvestUSA.org is the website. If you're interested in taking a look at what he does, that's a good place to look. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you. God bless you. What you're doing, Bill. God bless America. And we're going to prevail. This country will be turning back around in the next 5 to 6 months. Just hang on for the ride.
There you go. Hour number 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Active.